And thanks for joining us on our newest episode of F1 from the Grandstand. We got a couple kind of little twists and curves today. I would say your beloved Domingo, he is out traveling the world doing Domingo things. So he's not going to be with us this episode, but we did bring up a very special guest, but he's kind of behind the scenes, and it would be our producer, Sean. Sean, how's everything going?
Oh, well, happy Sunday. Happy Domingo.
Yeah, happy Domingo, happy Sunday, right?
Where in the world is?
That is the question, right? But enough about Domingo, because I think we could start our own little show on him and all great things. But let's get it kicked off. So first thing, I mean, we've missed two races just due to, you know, we do this for fun and life gets in the way. I mean, we're all adults here, and I'm sure many of you are, if not all of you are, listening to us. So you guys understand how the real world kicks in. But the biggest thing that we've been noticing is the season so far, you know, race one and race two. Keith, what did you think? It's the podcast with Verstappen.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of the way that it is.
Yeah.
For once, it could have been different.
Yeah, it could have, but it wasn't, right? It was like, hey, Red Bull one and two. Hey, Red Bull taking up at least two of the three podium spots. I mean, we did see Leclerc get a podium. We did see Sainz get a podium, but, you know, not a lot of points getting put up by any other teams. I mean, it's kind of bland. It's kind of like some of you guys thought that Ferrari was going to come in and crush it, and they are for the rest of the pack, but Red Bull was definitely the dominant car. Keith, as you always say, and Sean totally agrees, what? The fastest car wins.
Yeah, and the fastest driver, too.
I mean, yeah. Oh.
Can't take anything away from Max.
Yes.
He definitely has a rocket ship that he is riding on.
Yeah, that car is ridiculous.
I mean, they say it gives you wings.
That's true. That's yeah. All right. Can't argue with that. But I would say, like, moving on, today's race was, let's get into our reactions of it, because it was just, I don't know the right word, guys, to help me out here. What do you think?
For someone who's new to this, today was uproarious, to say the least.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the way most people plan their calculus on this sport.
True.
And it messes up further standings. I don't think today was about the best driver or the best car. I think it was just in the right place at the right time.
Wow, that's a different take, but one that has a lot of validity to it, right? If we were to go down that path that you're talking, you're right. I mean, so beginning of the race, first clean start I've ever seen in the Aussie GP.
It was like very, very clean.
Everybody got off the line. There was no impact, no, nothing. We got into multiple laps, right? So to your point, Sean, you're correct. It's weird. It's abnormal. Then we get into it, and we see that move that Sainz made on Verstappen. I mean, I think it was lap four, right? Lap four when it happened. And it was great. I mean, he is the smooth operator. Like, he took advantage of a weakness that Verstappen had, right? But as we're watching this race, we're like, wait, he starts talking about brakes. I don't have any. Like, he talks about, he's like, hey, I don't have any brakes right now. Like what's going on? Can you guys look into it? And then all of a sudden we start seeing smoke come from the back of his car. I wasn't expecting it, because I'm one to be like, oh, reliability on Red Bull. Previous episodes, I've talked about it.
I don't think anyone was counting on that.
No, but like, their reliability has been
perfect,
stalwart.
Until today,
right? Which,
there's been a lot of movement over at Red Bull, too.
Keith,
that would have something to do with it, eh?
I don't know. I can't say with any certainty, but it's just something to note.
That's true. And we've talked about that. We've talked about a lot of movement. And since we last did our holiday special, we had the preseason testing. We had all those things come out. So to catch up our listeners who are, you know, they probably are on point with this, is we've talked about it, whether through the podcast or somewhere else, other avenues, is there's been a lot of poaching from Red Bull to either go to Aston Martin, go to Mercedes. And there's been some Mercedes folks that have been getting poached too, right?
There's been a lot these past few months.
There has, yeah. That's a good point, Keith. I'm glad you brought that up. So that all being said, I mean, Sean, you're kind of bringing us down this path, which makes sense, right? So we have Verstappen have that issue with the brakes. If you watched it, awesome. If you didn't, go back and look at it. Class act. We all know that. He's a great driver. He handled it with ease, right? And the issue that I saw was like, at first they're like, oh, power unit. We were like, is it a power unit? That's a lot of smoke, probably a power unit. That white smoke coming up, right, that we've seen. And then, Keith, you were talking about it on the way here. I'll let you talk about, like, with the brake duct, with the shrapnel and all that stuff.
Yeah, the tire basically looked like the tire just blew out all smoke. Like a perfect ring out of the tire is what it kind of looked like to me.
Yeah, when he was
dark smoke.
On the pit entrance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we sit there and you see that and you're like, oh, crap. Now it's a free-for-all, right? And I was half expecting Perez to make the charge to the front. I was expecting him to kind of own up and get the second spot like he did the first two races. I mean, let's be honest, he's been consistent with his performance. That was not the case, was it, guys?
No, not even close. It's incredible that the horses are, I don't know what they're feeding them, but they do look good. They look very good, I think. Obviously, a 1 and 2.
That's true. I mean, yeah, so they got the 1 and 2. Then you had Lando Norris get 3. It's like, whoa,
right?
Okay. McLaren. And then you're like, all right, it's Lando, right? Experience. Guess who got 4th? Piastri. The young guy. And you're like, whoa, dude. All right, McLaren's coming. And
it upsets the absolute calculus of what people have been planning for this entire season already.
That's true. So, I mean, this is a wild Austrian Grand Prix. And let's not even talk about, like, Sean, you were bringing up the fact, like, how many guys we had that didn't finish?
What was it, 3 or 4?
Yeah, 4. Because Logan Sargeant didn't start the race, which we're going to get into that.
I mean, let's chat about that.
That'll get in. We'll get there. But let's look at who didn't finish. We've got technically, so we don't have Verstappen, didn't finish. Nope. Clearly, we talked about that. And then you have Lewis Hamilton.
Yes.
With the power unit failure. Well, out of nowhere, we're like, whoa, what the heck? And then on lap 57,
mm-hmm.
your boy who shared the same last name.
I know.
Freaking, he hits the wall. He goes right in the wall. Right? And Fernando Alonso ends up getting a penalty for that. He broke, he hit his brakes too early compared to how he did the last lap and the laps before that. So they are like, hey, maybe it's a little aggressive and dangerous driving. So he ended up getting a two place, not a grid penalty, but he had a 20-second penalty, which gave him 2 places down. So he went from P6 to P8. Right?
That's a lot of points.
And then they added, this just came out, they added 3 penalty points to him, which I believe is for his license.
Why?
So you know, this super license. I think because he caused the crash.
Oh.
You know, so, And you know what? We all like George Russell. Let's be honest. How can you not?
Yeah, we do. Right?
From the pose that he did in the entrance.
Who doesn't
last
like George
year,
Russell?
Like, all right.
Right?
Yeah. It's, but I think George handled it greatly with, like, I was watching the press release after, like, when they were doing all the interviews, and he's saying, yeah, you know, they're like, do you think he brake checked you? Do you think Alonso did this or that? And they're kind of fishing, right? It's the media. And he's like, well, I want to see all the data first. And he goes, losing control and going to the wall, that's on me. And I was like, dude, that is, you can coach that. All right, let's be honest. You can PR coach that. But it seemed genuine coming from that guy. Because, I mean, he's the guy who cried when he got his first point. Like, he's an emotional dude. He's invested, and he's a likable guy. Like you said, Keith, who doesn't like him?
I think it's good to own it.
And that's the thing. He owned his part of it. He's like, hey, man, I was up on his gearbox. It is what it is, right? And then, I think personally, I think the penalty on Alonso, yes, I'm an Alonso fan. We all know that. I think it was a little harsh, not the 20 seconds. I think the penalty points on his super license was what was harsh.
What does that mean? That's what I understand.
What does that mean?
So basically, you have your license, right? So you have to compete in X amount. And I'm just glossing over it because we got a lot of things to cover. Great question, guys. If you have a question and about that too, I would say definitely get on the Formula One website. Definitely get into the FIA, start looking at those things. But I'm going to give you a quick gloss over, okay? So basically, you have to get enough points to earn your super license in order to compete in Formula One. That was the big thing with Logan Sargeant in Oscar Piastri is they had to do X amount of F2, F3. There's qualifying races that they have to do that are by the FIA that allows them to get enough points.
Gotcha.
Cool. Well, guess what? Penalty points is, it's kind of like a demerit in school. It's kind of like your normal driver's license where if I go out and I run 4 red lights, I'm going to get a point on each of my lights.
I have to give you a frowny face.
It basically does that, but if you get enough points, and I don't remember where it is now and how many points, like penalty points on your license, then you can get your license taken away. So though that number of those is it varies. I don't know. I'm not up to speed on it, but great question, guys. Does that help?
That definitely helps. Right. Yeah.
So it's kind of relatable to us. So I would say going in further on the GP reactions is Carlos Sainz is, he's got the old chip on the shoulder, baby. He's coming out. My question to our viewers or listeners too, I would say, and hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on everything is Carlos Sainz Max Verstappen's kryptonite? He is the only one other than Perez last year in the Red Bull, right? He's the only other one who's beaten Verstappen.
Yeah.
And it was last year in Singapore. He did it again this year. And yes, it's a retirement, but guess what? Verstappen retired. He didn't retire in Singapore, but George Russell did. So the other question is, right? I saw a thing on social media that's pretty funny. Is Carlos Sainz bad luck for George Russell? Or is George Russell good luck for Carlos Sainz? Because every time that he's DNF'd and got in an accident, guess what? Carlos Sainz has won the race. He won it in Silverstone, right?
This is 2022. Not the first time. Yeah, this is
he
not
won
the
it
time.
In Singapore last year.
Not a mistake.
And now he's won it in Australia. So, hey, food for thought. Food for thought, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
I can't believe he doesn't have a contract next year either.
Free agent. That's,
well, we know that this is going to help his chances, right? But Keith, like, where do you think he'll end up now? I know it's too early to tell, but
have you heard anything?
No.
The thing is, he's had interest from all the teams, and he's also put his interest out to all the teams, which I think is just PR of we haven't gotten the right offer yet.
Cast a wide net.
Right? We haven't gotten the right offer, but he's been linked to Audi, which is Sauber now, Kick Sauber, but they're going to be Audi. He's been linked to them. Mercedes, that seat's open right now, and people are rumoring that Alonso might leave Aston Martin to go there. Signs they have a chance.
So much again. So much has changed recently. There's going to be some counter action coming from this.
And it's like we talked about in one of the episodes. Is so many drivers, they're up for contract renewal or not renewal.
When the politics and the standings get in the way of each other.
That's true. Well, and that will bring us back up to fill in. It was, we didn't get to film we didn't get to record the episode where we were all talking about Lewis Hamilton next year going to Ferrari. That shocked the crap out of all of us, right?
Yeah, we haven't touched that at all.
We haven't touched it. But that would be the season so far. So sorry about that alibi. But I think that kind of wraps up Aussie. I don't know. Do you guys Leclerc, they did the team strategy for once. The Ferrari strategy worked. Guys,
good. I mean, fair dinkum, you hit it on the head.
Vasser, like right now, he's looking like the right pick to lead that team, like as the principal, because they're joking around. They're having a good thing going on. But even with a driver in Sainz who's not renewed for next year, he's still getting top performance out of that driver.
Again, the proof is in the pudding.
That's it, right? Yeah. So, kind of go into that. Like, let's go into our recurring segment. This is Dom. So, hey, Dom, you know where we got you here, brother. But winners and losers so far.
What can I say? These guys, they're not paying attention to what they could be. Shawnee, take over for me, brother. Thank you.
This is awesome, dude. This is great.
All right, Domingo, I'll take over for you.
So, thanks, Sean. That was really fantastic. Accurate. It's kind of scary. Let's hope biometrics are upgraded by now. So winners and losers. Want to start with the losers or the winners first, Keith?
I think we take the winners.
Okay.
Let's talk about the winners because the losers are going to be a lot more fun.
Start with the cream. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. The cream rises to the top.
Oh, yeah. Who do you got for a winner?
So winner so far? Oof. Carlos Sainz.
Yep.
It just
can't argue.
It's so easy. I think it's unanimous. We don't need to go further into it. He's doing so good right now. And good for him because he deserves it.
Capitalize on a catastrophic moment, too.
That's true.
You can't teach that.
No. When the moment presents itself, you have to be ready.
You mean if you only get one shot, and so to speak.
I think the other
but he's only had one shot a couple of times. He's always ready.
Well, here's
seems to hit it.
Yeah.
It's not a mistake.
I think the big thing, too, and we didn't touch on it, but for those who are just catching up and just getting into, maybe they just started watching the race after this, was he's only 2 weeks out from appendicitis surgery.
Yeah.
He has appendix took out 2 weeks ago, and he is,
I didn't know that.
Yes. And he's crushing.
Damn.
Like, that shows pedigree, that shows grit, that shows everything. Like, Carlos Sainz is the number one winner in my book. Keith, who do you got for a winner other than Carlos Sainz?
Kind of hard to argue with that. It's honestly hard to think of another winner outside of him. I think he dominated the weekend.
Yeah.
He is the storyline. I mean, if we talk about losers, I hate that my guy Dave Rick didn't get into the points.
I know.
I'd love to see that in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, Keith, I mean, we were kind of talking about it, right? It just seems like the jewel that keeps evading him recent history with Australia on the GP, because he would have been 12th, right? 14th on quali when he was doing qualifying, but that going outside track limits on turn 5 ruined that, and it got relegated down to 18th. So he didn't even make it to Q2. Like, it was his own mistake, like, hitting those limits, right? So I'm with you, man. That's a stake to the heart with Danny Rick, because he is a lot more confident still. Even with the poor performance, he's a lot more confident. I think less people have actually talked about how bad the pit stop was during Saudi Arabia. I think it was over 40 seconds was the pit stop that he had. So it, like, ruined his chances of any good race. And he's just
a pretty good pit stop. That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it, right?
This was not close, though.
No. No. And that's where we get into it. And then you see Tsunoda was a solid 7th, right? P7. And you're just kind of like, all right, man. Like, Danny, I think he's a far superior driver. But yeah. So, I mean, because you had Fernando Alonso go from P6 down to P8 because of the penalty. And then you had Stroll take P6. Well, Tsunoda would then be 7, right? And it's just, that's not a good look, guys. But Danny Rick getting, like, not moving. Like, he didn't benefit from the 20-second penalty.
No, at all.
Like, it's...
Yeah, I'm just looking here. Haas was in the points. Mm-hmm. Two cars.
Again.
So if we're going to go winner.
The calculus
it just
completely.
Shoots everyone a little bit, but that means they're not, you know.
I can't stress that enough. This is a math game to me.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the data and the raw data doesn't lie, right? And
but today is one of those just.
Incredible. Incredibly wild.
Like, this is this was a race that we will talk about for a while.
For a long time. We're talking about otherwise the three that were DNF would have been first, more than likely.
Yeah.
In most,
or at least top 10
cases.
At least
one of them
10.
Would have been first.
Oh yeah. Verstappen had 1,000%.
That's what I mean. Like, it's insane.
I think I like that you're bringing that up. Because this is going to kind of move us from winners and losers back to the Australian Grand Prix. Because I think with the performance that Sainz was putting in that car. So let's look back at it. The medium tire that they were using was the soft compound tire from last year. So Pirelli came out and said, hey, we have a little bit different range of the tires we're using. And they have that. 5 different compounds, all that stuff. Well, their soft was even softer. And guys, you would think you'd be faster. They weren't. They were getting degradation. They weren't as much control. Like, you could see it during qualifying, and they're sliding practices. I mean, that's what happened with Albon, right? He came in and boom, lost control, hit the wall, severed the drive shaft, the engine, the gearbox, and the hull. They had to. So James Vowles, ready? We're going to winners and losers. Losers, Williams. Because they didn't have a third chassis because they were behind. So they had to make that decision. But my point is on that is the performance of Sainz in that Ferrari.
You keep going on it. You're right.
He set the qualifier on a medium compound tire. Everybody else was on the soft.
Yep.
It was just his time to shine, which is an anomaly, Sean, to your point. It statistically wasn't supposed to happen that way. If we looked at everything from the past two races and we looked at the past like fucking 20 races last year, right, where Verstappen was just crushing, it statistically shouldn't have happened, but it did. So cool.
Well, that's winner. One of the cool things about this is destruction and catastrophe changes quite a bit.
That's why the race.
Exactly. Right? Like, that's a good point, Keith. I like that. I'm going to steal that.
You're not going to get me in that driver's seat, that's for sure.
Hey, I'm stealing that, Keith.
That's why they race.
So the other winner, small town winner, let them have a little champagne tonight, even though they're not the winner, would be Haas. Like 9 yes. and 10.
No, but he
that's 3 points.
What was I was going to say 3 points, right?
That's 3 points more than what they had before, boys.
That's something.
Like, let's look at it. The other winner, right? Going into it.
McLaren did get some points.
So let's look at the constructor. 3-4.
I mean, they were right there.
Yeah. Are you ready? McLaren is in third place because of the dual DNF for Mercedes.
Yeah, you're
right. Going to run it down right now, guys. All right. So Red Bull's at 97 points.
Yep.
Ferrari, 93 points. Maybe that's why Domingo didn't show up for this one, is because he's probably just partying hard right now. And he's probably just doesn't want to embarrass himself.
He's all in on Ferrari, there's no doubt.
McLaren's 55 points with Mercedes at 26. So McLaren was already up there in the points, but like
they're fighting for that a different haul role.
Of a third and fourth place finish, that's a lot of points in one race for a mid-pack team.
Gosh.
And then Aston Martin is only 1 point away from Mercedes. Like, it's starting to get
cohesive.
Yeah, it's starting to get good. Like,
yeah, finally.
Well, it shouldn't
last
be.
Last year was
just
very boring.
Well, yeah, because Red Bull just slaughtered.
Yeah, they crushed it. I mean, you look at the driver standings right now. Leclerc.
Look, we talked about it already. We saw so much change happen so quickly, and we're going to continue to see more. And I think we're going to see more of these crazy events where things do not go according to plan at all. I really do think we're going to see more of these types of races than what we have seen in the past because they're shaking it up.
I'm
going to
tell you, the average listener for us and the viewer of the races and follows the sport would love for that, Sean. Like that, like Keith, you're right. It was boring last year, man. Like,
we talked about it. Who won? Red Bull. Verstappen,
this
number
week,
one.
Yep. On the Max Verstappen podcast.
Where is the driver going next year? Same place. Yeah. What's going to happen? I don't know.
The
car is going to be very different, though.
We got so much more going on this year when it comes to upsets. And Verstappen is threatened for once.
Yeah, but you're also seeing a better driver out of him. Like,
well, because he's feeling it.
It's awesome. It's just let's hope this keeps going. I'm with you on that, Sean. Like, let's go in the driver standings, right? You can pull them up. Verstappen's at 51 points. Leclerc's at 47.
Yeah. Not far behind.
Sainz, who's unemployed next year, is at 40.
He's six points behind Perez. Like, he just,
it's still anyone's game.
It's amazing, dude.
Which is unreal. We were not counting on this. We thought it was going to be last year again.
You're right.
But then so much has happened.
It
so much has changed in 6 months.
It's crazy, dude. It goes into it. It's like, yeah. I think the blast of the losers, guys. Unless you got anybody else, I'd say the biggest loser that we have, unfortunately, not just the team Williams, but Logan Sargeant, and everybody feels for the guy. But what a team player! Like he was class act. He was like, hey, listen. Team principal said, I got to give up my car because Albon has the best chance at points for the team. Albon didn't score points, which is insult to injury. Albon's a great driver. We all know that. Blah, 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 blah. What a hit to that guy. I hope he comes out charging in Japan, right? So speaking of Japan, that's our next race. Dude, how do we?
Who are we taking?
Oh, right now?
Right now. Da, it's, da, da, da. I think we need to wait. I think we need to see what happens in the prep this week.
Come on. They're going to fix the car. It's just
I'm betting dollars to donuts. Something is going to change this week. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to try to... They're going to continue to shake this up. Someone who has not yet done it yet is going to shake it up.
Are you calling for a big upgrade on a car?
No, not necessarily an upgrade, but a change of something. Okay. Something to upset the norm and make people question.
Well,
it's all about questioning that first initial
thought. It's funny that you bring up upgrade to the car, because Vassar was having an interview with Sky Sports prior to the race. And they were like, hey, I forget which race they were. That's pretty soon in the schedule. But they were like, hey, are you excited for, I think it was Japan. Are you excited for Japan? Bring a big upgrade. And he tiptoed around it. He's like, oh, you know, we have a package coming and this and that. But, you know, that didn't say it was happening then. Like, he was just saying, like, he wants his drivers to be comfortable in the car. It's funny you say that, Keith, because if Ferrari can build on this momentum, I'm going... This is probably going to roast me. I'm going to go Leclerc, P1, Verstappen, P2, and I think it's going to be so close. I mean, the qualies were insane. They were like 0.2 off of each other, right? And it's been that way the whole year so far. And P3 signs, and I think you're going to then have Perez and the two McLarens. I think like it's really hard to fight the McLarens for third, fourth, and fifth, unless something crazy happens. I mean, they're kind of consistent. But
what's the Japanese circuit like? I can't.
I'm thinking
Suzuka. Let me pull it up.
I'm pretty sure it's a fast track, and I don't know how that affects the brakes. I imagine probably more so.
Yeah, let me pull it up real high quick. Speed. So hold on.
Because honestly, I think Sainz is gonna just continue with some momentum. I think he's gonna get at least P3.
Australia's a fast track too.
Yeah,
it translates.
I mean, for a street circuit, whew, that was
no.
A fast
he's also, one. But again, I'm saying if you're riding high, I really think that makes a big difference.
True. So pulling it up right now. Are you ready? So we've got circuit length 5.8 kilometers. They need to put miles in there. Come on.
No, we got
it's
clicks.
America, baby.
We're good with clicks.
I just messed with you. So 53 laps. All right.
Yep.
So the distance is 307.4 kilometers. He's going to figure out how many miles it is for me. The lap record was set by Lewis Hamilton in 2019.
Yeah, boy.
A minute 30 seconds. A minute 30.9 seconds. That's a fast one. It was built in 1962. Okay.
Old track.
All right. Older track. It's a high speed. They say, show us a racing driver who doesn't love Suzuka and we'll show you a liar. The high-speed track remains one of the ultimate driving challenges with snaking S-curves, which is true, right?
Oh, it's the uphill S-curve?
This is flying through. This doomed them last year.
This is a fun last year they had so much rain when they were doing this.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And it messed up so many cars.
18 turns.
Yeah, fast.
18
turns.
Fast turns,
though.
They're tight.
Yeah, it's wild. So... Man, I think this is going to be it's gonna be a killer. What do you guys think? Anyway, you got my three. Who do you think would be your top three, Keith? All right.
Number one. And then I think number two, I have got his teammate.
You think Perez is going to show back up? He's going to do his thing. I mean, he wasn't
terrible.
I think
they'll figure it out. I think it's a game of numbers, as someone has once said. And third, I think the winner from today.
You think Sainz
still has a fast car? Carlos Sainz will do all right.
Ooh, you're picking the number two driver who has no seat for next year, but has yet put up more points than the number one driver, and is at times a little more emotionally composed than the number one driver. I kind of like the drama you're starting there. Not that I didn't help add that, Sean. Let's get the unadulterated.
Actually, I'm
uninformed. New guys. Yeah. Hey, uninformed.
I should bet on this, though. I should bet on this.
Yeah, right? We should get on the DraftKings. Big shameless plug there. DraftKings, go ahead and sponsor us.
Just from the seat of my pants.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't like it, but if everything works out and he doesn't blow out, it's going to be Verstappen on one.
Okay.
I really think Sainz is going to come at him at number two. And I think it's going to be Perez at three.
Oh, all right. Hey, Well, let's put it this way. We'll see.
My boy ain't going to get to the top five.
You don't think that Russell's going to come back and get top five?
I don't think. Not for this race.
All right, so.
He got duped so bad last time.
He did.
He's coming into this with PTSD.
You think so?
I'm assuming. He's a Russell.
All right. Where do you think he'll end up? Where do you think he'll finish?
I think he's going to be fifth.
I like that.
I don't know who would push him out, but I think he'll get top five.
Fernando Alonso comes in hot.
Oh, even though they're very good friends, that's the wild part. And you know what? They both like. Let's put it this way. I think we do have the 20 best drivers right now in the circuit racing, because when they're out there racing, they don't care about anybody but themselves. And then afterward, like Alonso was saying, he's like multiple times he said in his press conference, "I was just hoping that he's okay." Blah, 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 blah. And Russell was even saying, like, hey,
scary moment.
He was like, it was really nice of Alonso to know that I was all right and this, that, and that. It's not personal. Like, you know what I mean? Now it's about the racing and it's about the teams doing well. It's about them doing well. But it's too early to tell because it's the third race of the season.
Something's going to happen between now and then. I don't know what it is, but I'm just telling you, plan for something to shake it up.
You know what? It might also be that they're playing nice because there's a lot of contracts that are up.
And so a lot of people are looking to sign some papers.
That's right. Let me get signed.
Yeah, a lot of people are currently. This is an interviewing season.
So you want me to drive a little better this time? Maybe you might want to have me sign at the dotted line first.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that way I can get the points. Yeah. I like that, Sean.
I like that a lot.
So our last and final segment, because it's a little mini-sode today, until Domingo joins us back. But tell me why you're mad, bro.
I miss Domingo.
I know, because
he's not here.
Yeah. All right, Domingo, you're the reason why we're mad.
Yeah.
And that's it.
We're all mad at you.
Yeah. So, but hey.
Now that that's done.
Yeah. No, I think we kind of
feel better now.
I feel better.
Me too.
I don't have to call my therapist. She'll be happy. honestly, I think
that's I'm mad it. Because again, my calculus is all completely screwed up.
Oh, because you messed up your like, feng shui, huh?
Well, like just like you can predict, you can predict so much, but I feel like this is, I don't know. I feel like this is a little more of your domain, Keith, of like sometimes the wrecks and the product is not going to fashion the way you want it to be.
Yeah.
And you That's just true. Need to roll with it and you take it and you move forward.
True.
And it's a matter of taking the hit and getting back on it, because I feel like the egos of these drivers are quite fragile.
Oh, well, yeah, that's part of the motorsport, though.
Period.
Oh, yeah.
So if you took, again, the three that hit DNF today are not sleeping well.
Oh, I agree with you. I think to them it's we got to shore up the defenses. We got to figure out what went wrong, and they're overanalyzing it.
Well, I think the reason that Max probably isn't sleeping, though, if we're being honest, he's probably just playing video games and
he's doing riding sim racing. And he's doing sim racing. He's probably doing the 24 hours of Le Mans, so getting ready to go do it with Fernando, reason, you know? Because Fernando did say that if he went to do the 24 hours of Le Mans again, in like actual racing, he would want Verstappen to be his teammate. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, Keith, God, you're so good at that. The old segue. Sean... that's the same. I think I got nothing else to be mad about, which is crazy. I think, you know, those types of things. Keith, what do you got?
I'm not mad. I'm not mad about anything.
No.
And
for once,
I'm happy that Gunther is getting some.
That's some right.
Shine too.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
He did make a. So you think he's a winner? Because late plug.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard right now because
Haas
just got points.
I know. Oh. Tomatsu's like, yes. All right, we got some points. We're at 4 points
yeah,
total.
Like, we're on the board.
Yeah, we did it. We got points. No, that's cool. Well, I think that wraps it up, guys.
I think that's an episode.
Sean, yeah, I'm happy.
I'm good with it, too. Hey, let us know if you guys out there listening to us, let us know what you like, what you don't like, that type of thing. The biggest thing is, like, engage us on our Twitter because we post.
X.
Or X, sorry, thank you. Engage us on our X account, F1 _FTG. You know, that's F1 from the Grandstand. We post things on there. We really like to see your reactions. If you guys send us reactions, you tell us certain things, like if we put up polls and stuff, we will feature your response, just like other podcasts do, but we'll give you a little shout out for that. And then, you know, hit the like, the subscribe, and thanks for joining us, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you again, everyone.
Thank you.
These championship is going to be like everybody.